Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AP Microeconomics da Macroeconomics Premium. 8th edition is a test preparation guide in Barron's AP Prep Series, written by economics educators Frank Musgrave, Elia Kakapier, and James Rettelsheimer. Its purpose is straightforward, help students prepare for both AP Microeconomics and AP Macroeconomics through structured content review, targeted exam strategies, and realistic practice. The book combines broad coverage of the official course units with timed full-length tests, detailed answer explanations, and online practice designed to simulate the exam experience. As a dual-subject AP review text, it is aimed at students who need one resource to reinforce core economic concepts, improve multiple choice and free response performance, and build familiarity with the style and pacing of the College Board exams. Its value lies less in original theory than in disciplined exam alignment, making it a practical study tool for students seeking efficiency, repetition, and exam-specific preparation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dual coverage of AP Microeconomics and AP Macroeconomics in one integrated review. A defining feature of this edition is that it addresses both AP Economics exams in a single volume. That matters because the two courses share foundational ideas, such as supply and demand, market structure, and measurement, yet they also diverge in scale and policy focus. The book is organized to strengthen both areas without forcing students to juggle separate prep guides. This combined format helps learners see how microeconomic reasoning about individual markets connects to macroeconomic analysis of the economy as a whole. For students taking both courses in the same school year, that overlap can reduce duplication and make review more efficient. The value is not merely convenience. A dual review book encourages conceptual comparison, which is useful when students confuse short-run firm behavior with economy-wide outcomes, or when they need to distinguish price theory from fiscal and monetary policy. Its structure supports broader economic literacy while staying aligned to AP test demands. Secondly, comprehensive content review built around the official AP unit structure. The book is designed around in-depth review of the units tested on both AP exams, which gives it a curriculum-based rather than a topic-only approach. That structure is important because AP success depends on knowing not just definitions, but how concepts are connected across units. A student must understand, for example, how elasticity affects tax incidence, how costs shape firm decisions, or how aggregate demand and aggregate supply interact with inflation and unemployment. Barron's review format is meant to reinforce these chains of reasoning across the syllabus. Instead of presenting economics as isolated facts, it supports organized study by unit, which helps students identify weak areas and return to them systematically. This kind of review is especially useful for students who have already taken the course and need a disciplined refresher before the exam. It also helps those who learned the material unevenly during the school year and now need a full framework that matches the AP course outline. Thirdly, practice tests that train pacing, stamina, and AP-style question recognition. Another central strength of the book is its inclusion of 4 full-length practice tests, with 1 microeconomics and 1 macroeconomics exam in the book and additional tests online. This matters because AP Economics is not only a knowledge test, but also a timing and pattern recognition challenge. Students need to answer multiple choice questions efficiently, interpret graphs quickly, and write concise free responses under pressure. Full-length tests provide a realistic rehearsal of the exam environment and help students learn how much time to spend on each section. Repeated testing also exposes common weaknesses, such as confusing shifts in demand and supply, misunderstanding monetary policy tools, or misreading graphical changes in equilibrium. The online component adds another layer of practice and gives students more opportunities to test themselves without relying only on the printed book. In a category where many prep books offer brief drills, the inclusion of multiple full exams makes the resource more useful for endurance training and self-assessment. Fourthly, detailed answer explanations that turn practice into diagnosis. The book is not limited to supplying answer keys. It emphasizes detailed explanations for practice questions. That feature is important because the educational value of a practice test depends on the quality of review afterward. Students often learn more from understanding why a distractor is wrong than from seeing the correct option alone. In AP Economics, this is especially relevant because small wording changes can alter the correct interpretation of a graph or policy scenario. Detailed explanations help learners identify whether their errors come from missing terminology, weak conceptual understanding, or careless reading. They also support self-study, where there is no teacher immediately available to clarify mistakes. In effect, the answer explanations function as a bridge between content review and performance improvement. They help students move from passive recognition to active reasoning, which is necessary for both multiple choice accuracy and free response precision. This diagnostic role is one reason the book is useful beyond simple drilling. Lastly, exam day strategy and online learning support tailored to the AP format. Beyond content review and testing, the book includes tips, strategies, and study advice aimed at exam day. That element distinguishes it from a purely content-heavy textbook because AP preparation also requires procedural knowledge, how to manage time, how to approach question stems, how to read graphs efficiently, and how to avoid avoidable mistakes under pressure. The Online Practice Hub extends this support by adding timed testing options, scoring feedback, and extra vocabulary practice. Together, these tools reinforce active preparation rather than isolated reading. Vocabulary support matters in economics because the AP exams rely on precise terms such as marginal cost, inflation, monetary policy, and market equilibrium, where small misunderstandings can lead to large errors. The strategy component makes the book suitable for students who already know much of the material, but need a final layer of exam readiness. It is therefore not just a review text, but a structured system for turning knowledge into test performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students preparing for AP Microeconomics, AP Macroeconomics, or both, especially those who want one consolidated resource rather than separate review guides. It is also useful for teachers, tutors, and self-study students who need a course-aligned framework with built-in testing and explanation. Its main practical benefit is that it combines three things that AP candidates usually need at once: a broad unit by unit review, realistic full-length practice, and feedback that explains mistakes clearly enough to guide improvement. Compared with many competitors in the AP prep category, it stands out because it treats micro and macro as complementary subjects and gives both equal attention in a single volume. The online practice materials, time test options, and strategy advice add a layer of exam simulation that supports pacing and confidence, not just content memorization. In a market full of thin summary books, this edition positions itself as a more complete preparation tool for students who want structured coverage, repeated practice, and a disciplined path toward AP exam readiness. If you would like to support Frank Musgrave, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.